This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission wants state lawmakers to create a new office on election transparency. Administrator Megan Wolf says public demand for transparency is growing. If approved, the office would operate inside the WEC and handle audits and voter accessibility. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz comes to Wisconsin today. He starts his weekend this afternoon in Wausau, then goes to Superior tomorrow. This will be Walz's second visit to Wisconsin in 2 weeks. He was in Milwaukee on Labor Day. School districts around Wisconsin will hold nearly three times as many referenda this year compared to last year. There'll be 120 of them on November 5th. Governor Evers says the trend bothers him.
What I'm concerned about, frankly, is that I hear when school districts have to go to referendum just for basics, that's an indication to me that the state isn't doing enough.
State funding has remained relatively stable in recent years, but inflation is forcing school districts to ask voters for more. Wisconsin health officials are encouraging people to get their shots ahead of the cold and flu season. The Centers for Disease Control forecasts a milder season than last year, but that depends on how many people get their shots. Last season, about 35% of people in Wisconsin got their flu shots and 19% got the COVID vaccine. Officials say you don't have to go to your nearest Social Security office to do business with the agency. The SSA's Abigail Zapote says it's easier than ever to go online.
They can report a stolen Social Security number at identitytheft.gov and then go through our replacement process at ssa.gov/number-card to get that replacement card.
Zapote says you shouldn't carry your card in your purse or your wallet. A four-legged favorite of Milwaukee Brewers fans has died. Hank, the ballpark pup, became the team's unofficial mascot in 2014. He was a stray who wandered into the Brewers' spring training facility in Arizona. After that, he came to Wisconsin to live with a Brewers executive's family until he died yesterday. The Brewers are asking people to donate to the Wisconsin Humane Society. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County leaders say they've found a way to address their budget shortfall without impacting services or raising taxes. The county plans to use remaining COVID relief money and cash reserves to fill the gap, which now stands at about $7 million. However, the solution doesn't address the ongoing issue of overtime and staffing challenges in the sheriff's office. A Watertown food producer has been fined over $160,000 by OSHA. The feds have proposed penalties against Strauss Feeds following an inspection. The animal food producer allegedly exposed its employees to serious risks. The agency identified 24 safety and health violations, ranging from excessive airborne dust to inadequate fall protection. In response to a 53% increase in youth suicides in Milwaukee, the city is trying to do what it can. The Department of Health and Human Services is launching a program to distribute free gun locks at four locations today. The initiative coincides with Suicide Prevention Awareness Month and aims to reduce the risk of firearm-related suicides. The event locations today include the Health Service Building on Silver Spring and the 16th Street Community Health Center on National Avenue. Milwaukee police arrested three teenagers after a violent assault on three adults near a high school. The situation this week happened at Bradley Tech and left one victim seriously injured and hospitalized. The attack allegedly started when the kids were asked to move away from a truck, leading to what officials called an inhumane assault. Police are looking for additional suspects as the investigation continues. He's listed as likely to win re-election. However, Congressman Brian Stiles' opponent went on the record yesterday to try and change that trajectory. Peter Barca held a virtual press call accusing Style of endangering retirees' benefits by, quote, aligning with extreme agendas and refusing to support bipartisan bills. A concerned constituent on the call expressed worry that Style's re-election could jeopardize retirement security. Larry Sabato's crystal ball ratings still has the first as a likely Republican win. Absentee ballots get sent out next week. People can request the ballots online, or you can check with your local clerk about other early in-person options. You can see a ballot, request one, or get a lot of election information at myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is working towards returning soon.
He's going to do everything he can to be out there, and we'll give him the week.
LaFleur added that Love has been at practice helping out this week.
Yeah, he's been out there at practice and been engaged, knows every play call, is always coaching up Malik, coaching up Sean, is doing a good job with it.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Tomorrow is a big-time college football showdown in Madison. Alabama plays Wisconsin at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Kuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Grey's Anatomy fans will be happy at the return of a popular character for season 21. The show offered a sneak preview of what is to come after an intense season finale for season 20. The preview revealed the return of Jesse Williams' character, Dr. Jackson Avery. A recent blurb in The Hollywood Reporter insinuates that Avery will be butting heads with Dr. Grey. The plot thickens. True crime fans, take note. Hulu picked up an ABC-backed series called Little Miss Innocent, Passion, Poison, Prison. Variety reports that the story centers around Caitlin Connolly, accused of manslaughter in the death of her boss and the mother of her ex-boyfriend. In the three-part series, Connolly pleads her case as to why she was wrongfully sent to prison. The series was co-produced by ABC News. It's one thing to have a child outside your marriage, and another thing to have people claiming to be the mom of your out-of-wedlock child all over social media with pictures of babies and fake posts. This is happening to Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters right now. The frontman acknowledged Tuesday that he had a baby girl with a woman who was not his wife. Now people are posting fake pictures of said baby and pretending to be the child's mother. Some sources are reporting that Grohl's wife, Jordan Blum, has hired a divorce attorney in light of the news. Grohl says he plans to do everything in his power to be a loving father to the new baby like he is to his three daughters with Blum. The Batman director Matt Reeves says his trilogy for the Batman will stick close to the trilogy he envisioned. Deadline reports that while Reeves was promoting his spin-off series, The Penguin, he assured fans and the media his vision for the franchise is sound. The Batman 2 is scheduled to start filming in 2025. At Nightlight, we talk about movies and TV and everything involving the arts. Sometimes we get a great suggestion from one of our guests of what we should be watching, and the other night was just such an occasion. Guest and author comedian Roger Rittenhouse recommended the action drama film Rebel Ridge, starring Aaron Pierre and Don Johnson. Pierre is currently working on the Lion King prequel as the voice for Mufasa. Turns out he's pretty good at the live-action stuff, too. He plays a soft-spoken, mysterious victim, or so we think, as he is pitted against a crooked small-town sheriff played by Don Johnson. Also in the film is David Denman. You might know him from the sitcom The Office as Roy, Pam's fiancé. Denman is carving out a nice career for himself, choosing different roles and at times playing offbeat bad guys. The movie is like a smarter version of Rambo. It's available to stream on Netflix, and it's getting a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 77 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 70s on Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Slight chance of a shower Sunday, a high near 80.
It's 60 at our studios.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WAUKradio.com.